We've seen a childcare sector in crisis. We've also seen new social media restrictions. Issues around the safety of children has definitely been dominating headlines in recent months. That makes it a big job for the new National Children's Commissioner, Deb Sybaris, who has just taken the reins from Anne Hollands for the next 5 years. And her first interview in the job is with us this morning. Deb, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Melissa.
Tell me, what do you see as the greatest threats facing children in Australia today?
Well, look, it's lovely to be with you this morning. And as you said in your introduction, there's been some pretty awful revelations this year around children and their families. Certainly the issues in childcare. We've seen this week the coroner hand down his findings into the death of Cleveland Dodd. And so there are some pretty awful things happening for children in this country. And many of us are concerned about this and thinking about how we can improve what's happening for our kids.
So what are your goals for the five-year term that you have? What do you want to be able to achieve over that time period?
Well, Melissa, it's about 16 days in. So I want to be really clear with your listeners, it's 16 days. And whilst I've been working in children's advocacy for a long time, it's always important to take a breath when we've had the year that we've had, work with the team, work with other commissioners, but more importantly, listen to the children that I'll be talking to over the next few weeks to really establish what the goals and objectives are for the next, particularly the next 12 months and then the next 5 years. In my role, listening to children is actually central to the role, and so I'm pretty keen to get that going next year.
Many people have been watching really closely this new social media ban for children under the age of 16. It's had its first full day of operations yesterday. We'll see how it plays out in the coming weeks and months. But what's your view on this kind of approach from government to technology and children's safety? Do you think it will work to help keep kids safe online?
Well, many commentators are saying it's working already because families and children and grandparents and aunts and uncles are having conversations about the impacts of social media. So I think that's an interesting dimension to be thinking about. Look, this is a really complex issue. There's a range of views. There's people for and people against the ban. But to be honest, my job now, along with the eSafety Commissioner, is to quickly work out, the implementation, I suppose, of this and where we can make improvements along the way. There will be children and young people who are disappointed about the social media ban, and there'll be those that we think probably it's where they find their group, their peers. And so we'll be watching closely to see where we can make those improvements and report back to government where we want to see some changes.
There have been some deep flaws in the childcare system that have been exposed this year. What will be your role going forward to ensure alleged offenders are removed from the industry?
So look, this is a very big space. You may or may not be aware. It's about 1 million children under five in childcare across the country. It's about 19,000 providers. So the onus is on all of us, governments, the providers, children's advocates, and other representatives to be really vigilant in this space. Now, government has harmonised the working with Children Checks. They're in that process. But I do want to remind people that we had the Royal Commission not that long ago, and it reminded us that we needed to make sure that children were safe in these settings, and that meant workers were well-trained and understood and were vigilant about observing behaviour that they knew was not okay, that the management of these settings were very careful about who they recruited. They did good referee checks so that people who shouldn't be working with children didn't get into these centres. I must say it is very concerning for families, and today I'm sure that many families are asking lots of questions as they enrol their children about, is this a safe setting? Do you have complaints? Do you have regular staff? One of the issues in recent cases was that staff were moving around centres. So we want to see these centres do better. We want to see them manage better. And I think many centres are now on notice that they need to keep children safe in these settings. There's lots people can do to improve the safety of children in these settings, but we've got to see all providers do that.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where the new National Children's Commissioner, Deb Sabaris, is our guest. Deb, you mentioned earlier the findings of the inquest of 16-year-old Cleveland Dodd, who took his own life in a WA youth detention centre. Now, the coroner found his death was caused by long-standing failures in the justice system. What do you think at this early stage could be prioritised to try and prevent further Indigenous youth deaths in custody?
Well, look, Melissa, what's happening for Aboriginal children in this country is appalling. This is another appalling case. We need to acknowledge Cleveland's family in this situation and the ongoing harm to his family of his death. I mean, this young man was in solitary confinement for days and days and days. And I wonder how any of us would cope with that. We want the immediate banning and solitary confinement across this country for children. It seems to make sense to me, and I'm sure it makes sense to your listeners, that, you know, these kids' rights are really important. And really, even the coroner said it was inhumane what happened to Cleveland. So we would ask states and territories to ban solitary confinement for all of these children. And you would know from the Help Way Earlier report that my predecessor tabled late last year, we're asking for governments to invest in early intervention services so children do not need to be incarcerated in this country. Many of the children that my predecessor spoke to talked about, please give us a chance, give us an opportunity to go into the right direction and listen to us. And we're not listening to them, Melissa.
Deb Sabaris, thank you very much for talking to us this morning, and good luck for your term as the new National Children's Commissioner.
And thank you for being my first interview, Melissa. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. And of course, Deb's dealing with some really distressing issues there, as many of our young people are. So if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.